Unit 9. Eureka. 9A. Exercise 3. Page 72.
The Biohackers. When 30-year-old web designer Eric Frisk gets home, he doesn't take out his keys at the front door. He just waves his hand and the door opens. Eric might sound like a modern-day magician, but he isn't. He's a biohacker. Biohacking is the transformation of the body to make it work better. On a basic level, working out, strict diets, and taking vitamin supplements are all forms of biohacking because we alter the body in some way. Medical advances like gene therapy could make more radical changes to the body in the future. But for now, and for many biohackers, it involves technology, mainly in the form of microchips becoming part of the body. We already put chips in our pets. It's compulsory to chip dogs in the UK now, and research shows 95% of owners have done it. But conscientious owners of other pets are choosing to do it too, with cats and even large birds like parrots being routinely chipped. The chip carries information such as the owner's name and contact number in case the animal gets lost. It's also a convenient way to store the pet's medical history. It isn't an unusual procedure in humans either. Eric lives in Sweden, where thousands already have a chip implant. He was one of the first to get one, but the tech community he is part of is very close. The news spread quickly, and more people have been following his lead. Now all his housemates have one too, and access their shared house that way. And Johan Osterlund, owner of one of the very few companies that carries out the implantation procedure, said he has so much work that he is planning on hiring more staff to keep up with the demand. The process is simple. The implant goes just under the skin, usually on the hand, between the finger and thumb. It is about a centimeter long and the thickness of a pencil lead, and once inside is hardly noticeable. The chips are completely passive since they have no battery, but they can be read just as the chip in a smart card can be. For this reason, they could be used to pay for things, to store e-tickets for transport or events like concerts, and to access a home, office or laptop. They can also store personal information like emergency contact numbers or important medical information such as allergies. Since the implant can't transmit signals, it can't act, for instance, as a GPS device, so they can't be used to track people's movements, if some have worried. However, according to experts, the threat to our personal information is real, since someone could hack into the chip and gain access to our data. But in the opinion of biohacker Ulrika Selsing, her implant is safer than the ones in contactless payment cards and phones. She pointed out that the technology was too new to attract thieves. Her attitude towards her implant is flexible. If she saw it becoming a target, she would just take it out. So is it possible that there are more advantages than disadvantages to having a chip inside your body? The argument for an implant is simple enough. We carry a smartphone in our pocket, carry a cash card and rechargeable travel card in our wallet. Lots of us have fitness trackers, smartwatches, and other wearables. Since all of these have chips and we happily carry them right next to our skin, why not just under it? And wouldn't it be nice to go out without having to remember where you left your keys?